전 세계 우리 흩어진 제자들이 있습니다.
We have scattered disciples scattered throughout the world.
이번 선교대회 때 그분들을 우리 연결하고 부르는 시간이 선교대회입니다.
And through the upcoming World Missions Conference, what we aim to do is to call together all those scattered disciples and bring them here.
제도가 좀 달라졌습니다.
And this year, things have changed.
여러분들 후원금들을 본부에서 다 모았어요.
And so what we used to do in the past was we brought together all of your support and your offering to the headquarters.
초청하고 행정을 다 본부에서 한 겁니다.
And through all of your offering, the headquarters was one responsible for inviting these missionaries and carrying out the administrative affairs.
올해부터는 여러분 교회들이 직접 초청을 해야 돼요.
But starting this year, now each of your respective churches must invite the missionaries.
여러분들이 파송했거나 후원하고 있기 때문에요.
The reason for that is because either your church has commissioned them out or you're supporting them.
올 수 있는지 없는지 확인해야 되겠죠.
Then in order to do that, you need to confirm whether they can come or not.
올 수 있다면 그분들이 올 수 있는 경비 전에는 본부에다 냈는데 여름에 그냥 직접 하시라.
And so in the past, we used to have all the support and offering go to the headquarters who was responsible for inviting them in and their fare and fees, but now it's the church doing that. And now when the churches, when the missionaries arrive here in Korea, you have to be the ones to go and pick them up. Then where will they sleep? What about their accommodations? You must take care of that. And apart from the missions conference, these missionaries will be stationed with you in your churches to have missions lectures there and to have full discussions on missions together in the church. And these missionaries also have a camp training. And now, because there are a lot of difficulties that they face in the missions field, they have to come together for this camp training. But even for the camp training, there's a fee. The missions conference, there's no fee, but you need to help them come to the camp training. This needs to become a time schedule for these missionaries to comfortably come and receive training. You need to keep in mind that these missionaries, they don't have leisure. And things are very difficult for them in the missions field. So when they come, you need to give them sufficient time to rest and rehabilitate.
It
needs to be a time for them to have very meaningful discussions and conversations in the church, eat good meals, and also rest. And the headquarters will provide the support so that they can receive the message when they come. In other words, we're bringing together our collective strength so we can carry out world evangelization together. So you need to keep that in mind. If your church has commissioned out the missionary, but if you don't contact them for the World Missions Conference, they cannot come. Now, I'm sure that won't happen, but just keep in mind that each respective church is now playing a more integral role for this missions conference. And the headquarters is carrying out the missions conference so that the entire world can come together in oneness. And this is the message that we're going to give to our missionaries when they come. Last week, we shared the message of making the platform. This week, we must now receive the message to make the watchtower. This is a message for our scattered disciples.
Isaiah 62:6-12.
Because God told Isaiah to stand as a watchman.
말씀드렸습니다만은 흩어진 제자들이 다른 제자에게
I said this early on, but now the scattered disciples must teach to the different disciples. Teach them that we are now the central figures to commission out disciples. From the very start, teach that to them. They must be aware of that as they receive training. And that's what will absolutely take place. I may be in China, but China is a country that must commission out many missionaries to the world, and we are the central figures of that. So from the very beginning, you must teach this to them. And that's why I said this yesterday, earlier on. We must teach this as well. We don't need another platform. Because we have a sure 10 platforms. I spoke of this in the core message. You must repeat that. We don't need anything else. We have the 10 mysteries. That's all we need to do.
선교대회가 정말 이렇게 응답을 받는 각오가 된 선교대회.
So this missions conference must be a time for us to receive answers. We must have that resolution in our heart to do so.
지금 메시지 다 듣고 있겠죠. 그냥 뭐 주일이니까 가자 하는 사람하고 하나님 이번 주일에는 나에게 어떤 새 은혜를 주시려고 하십니까? 하고 기도하는 사람하고는 너무나 많이 차이가.
Tomorrow is the Lord's Day, but there's a vast difference between the people who just go to the worship and those who go asking the question, God, what is the new grace you'll give to me this week? And you must pray for that new grace because surely God has prepared that new grace for you. The same goes for the WMC. You must come with that kind of heart. Grant me new strength and new grace that I can carry this out. And now in conjunction with the core message, we must look at the answers of Isaiah.
자,
we must make this watchtower, but what is the start of the watchtower? Then what is the method of making the watchtower? Then what is the mission of the watchtower?
자, 이래서 여러분들은 이거 가지고 늘 기도하세요.
You must always be in prayer about this.
열 가지 발판 비밀은 바뀌지 않거든요.
The 10 foundations and 10 mysteries do not change.
이거 할 주역이라.
You are the central figures who will do 3, 9, 3.
핵심에서도 서론 사가 이게 나온 겁니다.
And that's why even in the core message, I spoke of this in the introduction as well.
이걸 완전히 누릴 제자다. 이걸 다른 제자에게 알려줘야 돼요.
You must alert other disciples to the fact that we are the disciples who will completely enjoy this blessing.
시작이 뭡니까?
Then what is the start?
다 망해도 그루터기는 남을 것이다.
Everything will be destroyed and yet the terebinth, the remnants will remain.
여러분은 이 운동을 하는 겁니다.
And that's why this is a movement you're carrying out, Isaiah 6:13.
중국에서 가장 복음화 빨리 하려면 이걸 찾는 겁니다.
In order to carry out the gospel movement quickly in China, this
그래서,
is what you must discover.
교회 온 사람은 어쩔 수 없지만은요, 예수님께서 우리가 찾은 사람은 어떤 사람이 되냐면은 절대 흔들리지 않을 만한 제자를 찾는 겁니다.
Now, of course, there are people who voluntarily come to church, but what we must find in the field are the remnants who will never disappear, who will always remain. This is most important for us to find.
우리가 일을 많이 하다 보면은 놓칠 수 있는 게 이거고요.
As we carry out a lot of work, at times we lose hold of this.
또 일을 잘하려고 하다 보면 놓칠 수 있는 게 이겁니다.
And as we try to do our work very well and excel at it, we can lose sight of this.
이걸 놓쳐서는 안 된다.
I'm not telling you to do your work haphazardly, but we must not lose sight of this.
이게 시작이니까요.
The remnant. Why? Because this is the start.
다른 게 아무것도 필요 없어. 이게 필요해요.
And for these people, they don't need anything else. It's just this.
우리 교회에서 나에게 복음을 알게 해서 너무 감사하다. 이게 진짜 교회네요.
Isaiah 7:14, I'm so thankful that my church has led me to know Christ. That is a true believer. What's wrong with the atmosphere at this church? That's a fake believer.
관심 가지면 할 겁니까?
My pastor is so disinterested in me. What will you do if he's interested in you?
복음 줘서 너무 감사해요.
Instead, you must say, God, I'm so thankful that the church has given me the gospel. That's the disciple. 그렇죠. Isn't that so?
뭐 잘해주면 나쁜 건 없죠.
There's nothing wrong about being nice to everyone.
잘
But if you have to constantly be nice to them, constantly console them, and constantly induce them to come out, that's not a disciple. That's always because people will all disappear and flee when things take a bad turn. They'll turn their backs on the church, turn their backs on the pastor. How can they be a disciple then? No matter what kind of hardship comes your way, they're not shaken. Only gospel. That's the disciple.
정말 중요합니다.
China is so very important. We must save China.
쉽게 말하면 그루터기 같은 제자를 찾아라.
Simply put, find the remnants, the disciples.
복음이면 충분해요. 그게 제자예요.
And you can see the sign and the indications because with the, for them, the gospel is enough. That's a disciple. And no matter what the case, this is what you must do. Isaiah 8:3, it's the gospel no matter what. Originally the gospel and always the gospel. This is the start of the watchtower to save the world. Then what about the method? It's the word. The eternal word.
그러면 요거는 내게 응답이 되고 저거는 은혜 되고 그것도 아닙니다. 말씀은 내게 영원한 거.
Oh, this becomes an answer to me. Oh, that gives me a lot of grace. No, the word is eternal.
이사야 43장 18절 21절은 뭡니까?
What is Isaiah 43:18-21?
그냥 말씀이 아니죠.
It's not just simply the word.
완전히 우리 인간이 할 수 없는 말씀 아닙니까? 이 사막에 생수가 나오고
It's something that people cannot do by our own strength, that the streams of living water come up from the deserts. A path is made through the waters. This is the word of God. It's the word of creation. It's an amazing thing. It's the word of light. Because light saves everything. That's the method. You must remember this.
그래서 여러분의 사명이 뭡니까?
And that's why then, what is your mission? Why must we make the watchtower?
종일 종야 응답 받아야 되니까.
Because we need to receive answers all day, all night.
종일 종야 응답하실 거니까.
Because God gives us answers all day, all night.
종일 종야 불켜라 이 말이요.
So now, shine that light all day, all night. And perhaps it's difficult to understand if I say pray all day, all night, but now understand it this way. The watchtower must have that light lit all day and all night. But you can't just simply have the light lit. People need to now come to that light. So pave the highways. You need to make the highways. And what else? Because many people need to come. We must now raise the banner. That's the mission. You must remember this. And now if this happens, it might be a little bit difficult. So for example, there's somebody who's not really interested in the gospel. For example, it's difficult if things start this way. They're not really interested in the gospel. But they have a very good personality. They have a good nature, but they don't really have this covenant. And because you're so nice to them, considerate of them, they're astounded by that and moved. But it's not this. But if that happens and you start with that, then you'll close your doors. You must remember. Many people misunderstand the reason why I'm good to everybody is because I want to find this person. And those who don't understand this, I already know this very well. No matter how close they are to me and carry out their ministry, no matter how great of a pastor they may be, the time will come when they will crumble. But those who have this answer do not crumble. There's no reason for that. Why? Because it's only Emmanuel and Remnant.
이 답을 정말 누리는 장로님들이 교회 안에 있다. 그 교회는 진짜 흔들림 없습니다.
If there are really elders who are enjoying this covenant in the church, that church will overcome all storms.
이거 말고 다른 데 관심이 있다면요. 문제 생기면 전 교회 흔들려 피해져요.
But if there are people who don't know this and who are dissenters in the gospel, they will actually in turn harm the church. Why? Because it's not this. Because it's not eternal, it doesn't revive, and it's not the light. You must remember. In order for us to save many people, we must now keep that light lit and have them come.
중요한 결론입니다.
This is the important conclusion.
이 언약을 잡은 사람이 있고 안 잡은 사람.
There are those who are holding on to this covenant and those who are not.
이 말을 예사로 들은 사람이 있고 진짜 들은 사람.
There are those who take these words lightly and those who genuinely take an interest in this.
누굽니까?
What is that?
다니엘입니다.
The people who took an interest in this were Daniel.
바벨론 갔잖아요.
Daniel went to Babylon.
다니엘 8절 9절 딱 뜻을 정한 거죠.
Daniel 1:8-9, he set his heart.
아시다시피 우상 숭배와 성공하는 길이 온 거요. 그 부인 겁니다.
Now, along with Daniel, his three friends, Daniel 3:8-24, they had to give idol worship in order to have that path to success, but they refused.
그
Esther.
이 언약을 붙잡은 사람들이.
Esther 4:1-16, these are the people who held onto this covenant.
예사로 그냥 목사님이 설교한 것처럼 보이지만요. 거기서 하나님의 음성을 듣고 붙잡아야 성취가 되는 거죠.
It may look as though the pastor is simply giving his message, but you need to hear the voice of God instead of that and hold on to the covenant in order to the fulfillment of that.
여러분들이 주소서 설교한 것처럼 보이지만 아닙니다.
And pastors, you must remember that you're not just picking up information here and there to make your sermon. Surely God has a plan inside of that.
성도는 그걸 들을 줄 알아야 돼.
And the believers need to be able to hear that.
거지가 얘기하는데도 거지의 메시지가 있다니까요.
And even when beggars on the street speak, there's a message he wants to share.
거지를 살릴 수가 있어요.
Now only when you can hear that can you save that beggar.
거지는 거지지 뭐. 이래 뿌리면 그 사람 못 살려요.
But if you look down on them and say, they're just a beggar, you can't save them. That's why all you can do is give them handouts and some food to eat. There's a message for those beggars.
강단에서는 목사님에게 하나님의 메시지가 있는 거예요.
Then how much more so do you think that God's message will lie upon the pastor who is standing on the pulpit?
이야기하니까 이 말을 아무도 기담아다지 않아.
But now you just think to yourself, well, they're not anything, but they just keep speaking, and so nobody heeds these words. We see that King Manasseh killed Isaiah.
한참 있다가 정확하게 이 일이 벌어졌어.
But after some time passed, these things took place exactly.
중국. 완전히 살리는 길은 여기 있습니다.
The way to completely save China lies here.
정확한 언약만 붙잡으세요.
And so do not be shaken, just hold on to the accurate covenant.
상황이 보니까 우리가 올 내년에는 큰 응답 일어날 상황의 징조입니다.
I think that there is a sign for us to receive great answers this year.
여러분 교회들이 든든히 설 징조다.
A sign, an indication that your churches will really stand steadfastly. It's an opportunity for each of your churches to really shine this light. It's a sure fact.
무너질 사람은 무너질 것이고, 살 사람은 살아서 세계 살릴 것입니다.
Those who crumble will crumble, but those who will live will save the world.
때문에 무너진 사람 무너지고, 산 사람은 세계 보고 말했어요.
Even in the era of captivity in Babylon, those who crumbled crumbled, but those who were revived and saved saved that age. Let us pray, God. We thank you.
이번 주간에도 새 은혜 주시며 또 새 주간에도 새 힘 주실 줄 믿습니다.
Even this week, would you give to us new grace, and we believe that you will give to us new strength this week.
모든 교회에 하나님의 은혜가 넘치게 하옵소서.
And tomorrow, may your grace abound in all of the churches.
내일 모든 강단에 주의 빛이 비치게 해 주옵소서.
And tomorrow in all the pulpits, may your light shine.
중국과 흩어진 제자들을 위해 주의 영광의 빛이 비치게 하옵소서.
And may your light of glory shine upon China and all the disciples in China.
예수 그리스도 이름으로 기도하옵나이다.
In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.